on 1116 SEN. Footy Fix with David Schwartz, Dr. Turf and Matt Granlund. For Mitsubishi, the best Triton ever has landed. And yes, it's a Mitsy. And Ace Gutters. When it's Ace Gutters, it's built to last.
Welcome to Footy Fix. You love doing the Weather Rocks, don't you?
What's, hello.
Was it Mick Stam, you said?
Tim's
Dam, sorry.
Yeah, down at Glenmaggie. He's got the leak. It was 27.6 yesterday, 27.4 today.
Beautiful.
He just loses 0.1 every day.
G'day, Ox. G'day, Dr. G'day. Turf.
Hello, Tonsils.
How are you?
Hello, David.
Lucky we can hear you.
Yeah.
How long have you been on radio?
It's a while.
Fair.
Just to let people know, what happened?
Well, he's got the microphone around back to front.
Yeah. Right before I'm about to go to air.
Fair dinkum.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Now, you're UK bound pretty soon, Doctor.
Oh,
you must be excited.
Well, of course I'm going to miss this, but...
Yeah, should be a good trip. You'll be up the front. The missus will be down the back.
Yeah.
Just your usual.
Is there any other way?
Just your usual Rothfield family holiday.
Yeah, move on.
Big show coming up. We've got Strange Things a little bit later on. We've got Dead Set as well. Turfy's Betting Exchange. Did we have a win last week?
No,
we did not.
No. Collingwood got the margin.
Yeah.
We had Collingwood Hawks. And what was it? 10 points. It was
Something
supposed to be
like
22 and a half. So, but tonight... we've got the Smeg microwave. We've got corporate tickets to the box on July the 24th.
Okay.
Carlton v Hawthorn.
All right.
In the corporate suite. They're $400 a ticket.
Excellent.
Okay.
I thought they were 300, but they're $400 a ticket.
I'll take that on board.
Thank you.
Let's get into the top four at four.
Number four.
The block of four is really crucial to us. Obviously, we won last week, the first game of that block. This is our second week. You know, the month of July is when the big boys step out. So it's a make or break, you know, month for not only our football clubs, but most football clubs in general. It's where the contenders step up and the pretenders fall away. So, you know, we've had that conversation with our players. It's big boy month. So it's time to come and play.
It is big boy month, the month of July. That's what Damien Hardwick has dubbed it. And we want, if July is big boy month, we want some nominations for other months. We know that there's Rocktober. That used to be back in the old Eon FM days.
Yeah, Rocktober.
What else? What other months can
we like barbecue make up? Month. And I reckon barbecue month should be around January. It's Stray Day.
Yep.
Like a barbecue month. Always, after Chrissy, just rock in the barbecues all the month of January.
What about for you Melbourne supporters, September holiday month?
Well, has been of late. Yes, Matty, thank you very much.
Oh, couldn't
look
help
at him.
Myself.
Couldn't help yourself. Unbelievable.
I think I've always considered August Sump Oil Month.
Sump Oil Month?
Yeah, it's the first Monday in August is Darwin Cup. Run on the Sump Oil track.
Yeah, Sump Oil Month.
So we want your nominations. What other months can we come up with? Damien Hardwick's got the big boy month, 9429 1116.
Number three.
Strangely captivating Australian rules football, which, if I'm not mistaken, is a blend of rugby and mugging someone.
Lindsay Thomas feeding for him. Saad getting there.
Oh!
Lindsay! That is an absolute ripper.
The best one yet.
I don't know what a ripper is, but I like it.
They had no idea what a ripper is, and we want those nominations for words that... people around the world, Americans, people in the UK, would not understand. Ripper is an Australian word.
Well, by jingoes, that was best in the world on Alberman, or worst,
that's right.
Worst in sports.
KB said that when Marco hit the...
By jingoes.
Crikey. Well, crikey. Everyone would know what crikey is because of the
he's
crocodile.
Gosh, he's golly gosh Australian.
Golly gosh.
Crikey is just
sounds
a
more...
polite way of using the Lord's name, I would have thought.
Okay, what about gee whiz?
What about half cut?
Half cut,
half
yeah.
Cut. Yeah.
Was a dead dinger.
No, dead dinger's dong.
It was a Barry McKenzie-ism.
So the Aussie-isms that no one, we just heard their ripper, they were confused by ripper. What are some of the other words that just confuse people around the
beauty.
World?
Beauty.
Oh, you beauty.
You beauty.
You beauty.
What about Jezalenko, you beauty?
You beauty. 9429 1116.
Number two.
I think it's absolutely disgusting. I just am so shocked to think that, you know, he went out there to play and he did all that tanking. That's terrible. If they don't like it, go back to where their fathers or their parents came from, you know.
Dawn Fraser. Dawny. Al Dawny during the week.
Back to knocking off flags.
Got in a little bit of strife. But we were just saying in the office before, Dawny is, she's a legend, but she's one of those dialer quotes, Ox, where something controversial happens.
And, hate dialer quotes.
And we get them on the line. And have we got a dialer quote right here in the studio?
Yeah, we have said anything, any gambling-related issues. Who do they ring up straight away?
Who do they call when they've got a trackside issue? You. They go, Dr. Turf, the cartoon, number three, the cartoon's not running out. Yeah. He's not. He can't find the line.
Yeah.
So we want the great dialer quotes. 9429 1116.
Yeah, right, depression.
Yeah. Oh, not just depression.
Just any subject.
Football club presidencies, insolvencies, because they know the mouth's
traffic.
Open. They know the mouth's open 24/7.
And we'll put our hand up here at SEN. We do dial a fair bit to dialer quotes.
Richard Ings we call regularly.
Oh, we do. Richard Ings is one.
Remember in the old days, any sort of Australian test cricket selection, it was straight on the line to Neil Harvey.
Neil Harvey.
Can't believe they've selected him.
9429 1116. We want your dialer quotes.
Number one.
I love playing Maria, and I think she brings out the best in me, and I feel like I bring out the best in her.
That's short and sweet, but that was Serena Williams getting over Maria Sharapova. Again, I think it's 17 straight.
Wow.
So it's official to say that Maria Sharapova is Serena Williams' bunny.
Oh, it's a bunny.
So we want the bunnies in sport. The ones that just every time you know what's going to happen.
Washington Generals for me.
They're the world's bunnies. That's a streak.
That is a streak. I don't know when it's going to end, but I think it's close.
Imagine getting that coaching job. Oh, really?
Washington Generals.
Do I have to?
One for me, a footy from a Geelong supporters' point of view, boys, was Gary Ablett Senior. Richmond was Gary Ablett Senior's bunny.
He had a few bunnies.
Every time, but for some reason, every time he played Richmond, he'd kick an absolute bag.
Normally because KB was coaching, that was the problem.
A positive has come out because it's part of KB's sporty night routine.
It is.
Started at 14, got him down to 10, then got him down to 8, and I didn't get enough credit. Took him from 14 to 8.
No one said, well coached, KB.
Jingo.
Was off the wing.
We want the sporting bunnies, 9429 1116. So that's our four subjects. Themes for other months. We want the Aussie-isms, the rest of the world just don't get. Dialer quotes and the sporting bunnies. Give us a buzz, 9429 1116.
That ran second to Black Caviar. That thing by Statue of Liberty. I can't think of its name.
Which race?
Well, ran second a few times down the straight to and in the TJ Smith in Sydney.
It'll come through.
You know the thing. Johnny McNair trained. I can't
remember. We'll get to it. Matt's in Viewbank in the meantime. G'day, Matty.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, going
well.
That's all right. I first went to America 20-something-odd years ago, and a word that I use a lot is grouse. And when I used it in conversation, they were saying, what's grass? Grass? It's grass? I'm like, no, grouse.
Grouse.
It means it's awesome, guys, you know.
Is grouse a Victorian word? Is it just a Melbourne word?
Well, it's actually disappeared anyway, I would have thought, from the vernacular. Yeah. Grouse, isn't it?
Grouse. Thanks, Matty.
Was growly the same?
Growly?
Yeah, something was growly.
I can't remember that. Can you remember that one, Ox?
Growly.
Yeah.
Is that one from the 60s?
Put it in the context.
Oh, well, you know, no, it was growly. It was terrific. It was
growly.
Growly.
I'm telling you. Well, the ones my daughters and my kids use now. You know,
Haylist.
Something is Haylist. That's Haylist. That was the horse. Haylist.
Thanks, Matty. We don't know about growly, but...
growly was there. Don't worry about that.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Chris. Oh, it was. All right. 0433 981 116. Growly. Is that...
Has anyone heard of it?
So it means cool, does it? Or... Is it like grouse?
It was good. It was,
true. Oh, mate, you got positive. So you'd say, mate, that bike's growly.
You're not exactly.
About, you're not thinking about gnarly, are you?
No. It's like people, their kids use sick now, don't they?
Yeah, sick.
That was
sick,
never around when we were kids, when we were younger.
Chris in Port Melbourne. G'day, Chris.
Nothing was. Not even.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I think Dr. Turf made up growly.
Of course you did, Chris.
Trying to get a prize, Chris.
I've got three dialer quotes, and one of them's Hugh Worth from the RSPCA.
Yeah, good call.
Noel McNamara from Victims of Crime.
Good call.
And I've also got Les Twentyman, anything to do with street violence. He's the man.
Yeah, and I like your work there, Chris. Well thought out. There's no doubt about the first two that Chris mentioned. They are that McNamara bloke. Oh, jingo.
Thank you, Chris. Julie's.
Should I say by Jingo?
By Jingo.
Gee, Growley's getting no nominations off the SMS. None.
Nothing. Nothing coming through for Growley.
Who's Growley?
I think he just got confused with Gnarly and maybe something else.
I think he's going back to the 70s movies.
I remember
Growley.
Riding around in a hansom cab one day and the bloke said Growley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's such a Growley day out there. Julie's in Drysdale. Hi, Jules.
Hi, how you going?
Hi, Jules.
Jules.
What do you got for us?
I nominate December as a blink and you'll miss it month.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah, it does.
That's too quick. Thank you, Julie. John's in Geelong. G'day, John. You got an Aussie-ism for us?
G'day, boys. Yeah, the ultimate Aussie-ism, I reckon, applies to Dr. Turf, I think, this afternoon. Having a Barry.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having a Bazza.
Not one person has ever heard of Growley.
I don't care.
Not one person.
Is it the greatest accolade an Australian can have, and that's having rhyming slang?
Oh, one. Yeah. Kraz has said two right. Growley's a word. I'm not sure what it means or what it is, but it's a word. Never heard of Growley.
All the things Barry Crocker's achieved in his life. You know, singer, had his own Tonight Show, and, you know, played Barry McKenzie in those iconic Australian movies. He's also got rhyming slang.
Yeah, but same as Larry Bird. Like Larry Bird's rhyming slang is far greater than his basketball.
So Edgar Britt.
Edgar Brad Pitt.
Chris is in Mill Park. Hi, Chris.
How you going, guys?
Good, Chris.
I've got a bunny for you. Used to watch him walk out to the crease, packing his backs every time Warnie came up behind him. Daryl Cullinan from South Africa.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. That was... It went on for quite a while.
It did. That's a good one, Chris. Keep them coming through, 9429 1116.
You're not talking about Ryan Growley.
Top four at four themes for other months because Damien Hardwick said big boys month for July. Aussie-isms so that the rest of the world just don't get. Dialer quotes and sporting bunnies and still Turfy not getting any love at all for Growley.
I don't care.
Coming through.
I know that we used to use that when we were young.
Sean's in Baldwin. G'day, Sean. Got an Aussie-ism for us?
Yeah, g'day, I was at a Texas Rangers baseball game in Dallas a few years ago and not much was happening and I stood up and yelled out, "Have a go, you mug!" And all these people turned around and looked at me and one guy in particular just turned around and in strong Texas accent just said, "Have a go, you mug!"
Yeah, it's a good one, "Have a go, you mug," isn't
have
it?
Go.
You don't really hear that anymore at the cricket, do you?
It's a bit soft.
You reckon
it's soft? It's not as tough. That used to be a tough saying, but now it's just... Oh, is that all you got? That's a grade three sledge.
Thank you, Sean.
Jeez.
Brendan is in Horsham. G'day, Brendan.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Brendan.
Love the show. I've got a couple. The Australianism could describe the actual dialer quote person. It's Drongo.
Yes, good.
And the dialer quote person is Max Markson.
Max Markson. Yeah. Well, Drongo's actually comes from, he was a horse Drongo.
Oh,
was
really?
Yeah, I think he ran, he might have run a couple of placings.
He wasn't
Melbourne
like
Cups.
The Lemon Drop Kid, was he? Where he did something silly or he had an unusual action or...
Well, Lemon Drop Kid was a horse, but he was a character in a Damon Runyon.
Oh, okay.
Horse,
why derogatory, though, for Drongo? What did Drongo the horse do?
He kept getting
do?
Beat.
Right,
but he was actually beaten in good races.
Okay.
But he, I think he was a permanent bridesmaid type Drongo. Somebody will remind me.
You don't hear it much anymore. The
Drongo,
word Drongo,
no, you don't. No.
It's an old word. Thank you, Brendan. Adam's in Bayswater. Hi, Ad.
How are you, boys?
Good, Adam.
Good, mate.
First, I think, Dr. Turf, you need to get off the gear.
Oh, there's another quote. Yeah, another one, yeah.
My Australianism would be Crackatinny.
Crackatinny.
Crackatinny, yep. That's a good one.
Even a horse called Crackatinny.
Was it?
Mm.
What about this one off Chewy off the SMS? Going like a bastard.
Yeah.
I'm going like a bastard.
Actually, Chewy on your boot.
What about your dirty bludger?
Your bludger? You don't need a bludger anymore.
Bludger.
Thanks, Adam.
Well, News Corp still use that a lot.
Current affair.
Yeah, current affair.
Danny's in Patterson's Lakes. G'day, Danny.
Yeah, g'day, boys. Before I dedicate one to SEN, I'd like to say that Sheila's Dead Horse and Reg Grundy's are all brilliant.
Yep.
But for SEN, I'd like to dedicate Dead Set.
Dead Set.
Is Dead Set used anywhere else around the world? Would they use it in the States? Dead Set, that was a good... throw.
Well, no, you need to know what it means. It must come from something. There's an origin for most of those sort of expressions.
Dead set.
If anyone knows, there you go. There's an assignment for our listeners. Anyone knows where the saying dead set comes from? 0433981116. Thanks, Danny.
We'll be out of tennis.
Mario in South Moraine. G'day, Mario.
Yes. Dead rubber.
G'day, fellas. How are we going?
Good, Mario.
I've got actually two for you, but one of them is another country has actually stolen them from us. But the first one is, come on, Doc, Fair Dinkum.
Yeah, Fair Dinkum. Right.
Fair Dinkum.
And another one, has anyone spent any time in England? Because when you go there, all you hear the English say is, mate, mate this, mate that. They've stolen it from us, and we want it back.
It may have actually been theirs.
I reckon it was originally theirs, yeah. Actually, Mario. Thanks for that, mate. Stuart's in Melton. Hi, Stu.
G'day, guys. Look, while I've been sitting here thinking, what about Dunny?
Dunny.
Yeah, well, there's lots of words for Dunny and...
Thunderbox
and yeah. Brasco.
The Brasco,
the
yeah.
Carsey.
You got a dollar quote for us, Stu?
Yeah, another one is, you only hear from this guy once a year for one day of the year, and that's Laurie Levy.
Yes. Yes. Oh, bring on the Ducks.
Thank you, Stu. Rob's in Bundoora. Hi, Rob.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Robbie.
Now, these are pretty obvious ones, but this is a full Aussie conversation if you're not a big talker. G'day, Fair Dinkum, and Uru.
Uru.
Yeah, Uru. Fair Dinkum. Oh, Uru.
Yeah. That's good, Rob. I like that one. We stay in Bundoora. Michael's there. G'day, Michael.
Hi, guys. I love this show. It's fantastic. I've got two. I've got a month one. David, you'll probably appreciate this. I've got August as EPL month because it's always the start of the EPL
season. I think it's the 8th this year, which is going to be a big night.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've got another an Australianism. I remember being a short story, being in New York many years ago with my wife and going into a restaurant and they didn't understand the word snag. I had to explain it to the waiter about 5 minutes for him to understand what I was talking about.
Snag or spag?
Snag.
Oh,
snags.
Snags.
Yes.
The old spag bowl.
Yeah, spag bowl. Oh, spag bowl.
Snags,
thanks,
yeah. What if they call snag snags over there?
No, I don't think they do.
Thanks, Michael. Dave in Hoppers. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, one that could be heard in most pubs. And there's two of them here. I'll put it in a sentence. Jesus, mate, looks like you sprung. Here comes the trouble and strife.
Yep.
Yeah, good old rhyming strang, yeah. Trouble and strife.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. David in Beaumaris. G'day, Dave.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Davey.
Just getting back, I've got three, if we got time. Growly bike. Growly. We used to make a bike, push bike called a growly bike.
Really?
Where you turn the frame upside down, or turn the frame upside down and the forks, extend the seat, you'd have to get on the thing with a stepladder, and that was called a growly bike.
Really?
Right. I can just imagine turf riding.
Shut up.
I can just imagine. Yep.
Now, Dead Set came from Pentridge.
Yes.
Did it?
How?
We used to know a lot of criminals. They used to come around to our place and watch the old Untouchables at our house.
Of course they did, Dave.
They'd always say the words Dead Set, you know. And
do you know why?
I don't know who it was referring to, but...
Would have come out of Jiker, though. Yeah, you would have thought.
Now, the third, and I'll be very quick with this because I know time's the essence. It's a furley. Do you know where that came from?
A furley?
A furley or a furphy?
Oh, furphy, sorry.
Furphy, yeah.
Furphy.
Yeah,
that's Irish, isn't it?
Yeah, where it came from was, there was a company, there's still a company in Shepparton
they take
that makes water tanks.
That's it. Then.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. Let's move on to Brian in South
Bank. Take it out to water the horses.
And speaking of bikes, you're talking about bikes. My mum used to talk about the town bike a lot.
Oh, jeez. I don't know where you're going with that, too. I'm thinking... Oh.
No. No, that was an expression.
The town bike.
Yeah.
Brian's...
I'm not going.
It was either that or your mum wears army boots.
Yeah. Well, that's a footy thing, to put footy players off, like chewing your boot.
Yep.
Brian's in South Bank. Hi, Brian.
G'day, how you going?
Brian's up.
I've got two quick ones for you. First one, bonza, which is a great word. We don't use as much as we used to.
No,
Barry McKenzie used to use it all the time.
Bonza, yep.
And when you're broke, not having a brass razoo.
Yep.
Yeah, where does that come from?
Well, that must be, there must be a thing called brass razoo. Mm. Yeah.
Thank you, Brian.
Some washer of some sort.
Yeah.
Cookie's in Epping. Hi, Cookie.
G'day, fellas.
Cook.
So, I'm glad to tell you what, I'm a bit dry. I'm a... Like a dead dog
dinger. Dinger's another old expression from when I was a kid.
And your dial a quote, Cookie?
I've got a modern day one for you. Doing a Bradbury. That's definitely an Aussie one.
Yep.
But also for every time there's something religious going on, Father Bob, whatever his name is.
Bob McGuire.
Bob McGuire.
Yes. No, he's
not really. He's not a traditional priest.
Has he still got the church in South Melbourne?
Well,
Bob?
It was taken off. He's a good fella.
He is.
How do you get a church confiscated from you?
When you start being a little bit controversial.
Well, he's actually. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Cookie. Jeremy's in Caulfield. Hi, Jeremy.
Howdy, gents. First time, long time.
Jeremy, welcome.
Thank you very much. Now, I've got a few ones, and we don't really pronounce our R's when we talk in Aussie slang. We've got jumpers and dooners, so that's pretty common. And we also have things which we've invented. So we put the washing out in the hills hoist.
Yep.
And we also spit dummy. I know the Americans call it a pacifier, but
we
call
spit
it
the dummy.
Spit the dummy.
Spit the dummy. Yeah, that's
I like
a good
that one.
One.
Thanks, Jeremy. To Danny Nong, Ben. Hi, Ben.
How are you, boys? Yep, ben. I've got you too, Bob.
Two Bob.
Yep, your two Bob's worth.
Gives you two Bob's worth.
Thanks for that, Ben. Boris in Kensington. G'day, Boris.
Good afternoon, boys. Franco Cozzo, North of Melbourne and a Footscray.
No, I think you'll find it was
Footscray. You remember that one?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
That's as good a noise as you can get.
Thank you, Boris. And one more in Bundoora, Ben. G'day, Benny.
Yeah, g'day, guys. There's a lot of people that ring up that are flogged.
Well, that's one that the Yanks wouldn't get, flogs. You could call them a flog, and they wouldn't know what that would be. That's a good one, Ben. Prizes, Ox. There were some good ones here. Some good Aussie-isms as well.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women
yes,
sing
strange wicked. Things. 94291116. Actually, we got a strange SMS. A strange thing I heard this week. Growly. That's from Gavin. That's from Gavin in Ringwood.
Well, you just got it mixed up, didn't you?
No.
Well, what is it? It doesn't mean that. No one's ever heard of it.
I don't care.
Where did you grow up?
What do you mean, where did I grow up?
Well, where did you grow up?
Pakistan.
No, it might have been big in Pakistan, but it might have been just big amongst your mates.
Oh, the rough and tumble mean streets of Toorak.
Scotch College, I'll tell you
what. Oh, yeah, they're growly.
Oh, they're growly there.
Growly, growly.
Now, we want your strange things, 94291116. Dr. Ox, anything strange?
Well, the only strange thing I could come up with was State of Origin. The commentary team, and I've spoken about this many times.
Gee, they were biased.
They were biased until they were about 30 points down. Then they started getting evil towards New South.
They, yeah, they did.
The strange thing was they flipped. They went from supporting them to just kicking them down. This is the worst side we've ever seen. This is the worst Origin performance. It was rather strange.
Gus Gould, was he involved?
Gus Gould's lip has still not come off the floor yet.
I don't mind him as a commentator, Gus, but he was
devastated, wasn't he?
Overcooked at something shocking the other night.
Want your strange things? Ian's in Thornbury with his strange thing. G'day, Ian.
How you going, guys?
Good, Ian.
I was driving along Hoddle Street during the week and got stopped at the traffic lights, as you do. And out the corner of my eye, a couple of guys started approaching my car, and I thought, oh, no, they're going to want to wash my window. But no, they started juggling in front of my car. Huh. And then a third one comes up, tapping on my window, asking for some money for the show.
Were they good?
Oh. They weren't that good, no. They were just juggling. I would have liked my window washed, though.
Did you give them a tip?
Nah, no cash here. No cash for them.
Do you know, I was stuck at in a traffic jam in Gertrude Street a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And just sitting there watching this bloke who had a bottle of something, a bit of a Darrow, and was fumbling for his keys to put his key in his lock. He puts the bottle down, fumbling for his keys, and another person of similar ilk saw that he put his bottle down, pinched it.
Well, you know, it's good.
Was
to
it on?
Well, he never noticed. He turned around and said, where's it gone?
Was it a growly?
It was. Right.
Thanks, Ian. Mixing seas. Getting a bit sick of that, Ox. Keep going then.
He just done a Gus Gould then.
Yeah,
he just switched.
Mixing Sunbury. Hi, Mick.
G'day, boys. How are we today?
Good, Mick.
Got a couple of quick ones for you. They were in the paper this week. There's a guy in Canada who tied helium balloons to his chair. And he went floating up through the air with them, got charged with being a public nuisance.
You know what he did, Mick, that I liked about that story was it wasn't just any chair, it was a deck chair. Very
Danny,
relaxed.
Is that Danny Deck Chair? Remember the movie with Danny Deck Chair? That's what he did.
That was growly.
Yeah.
And what's the other one, Mick?
And the other one was a little 10-year-old boy that held up the delivery driver. You reckon he walked up to the guy and said, "Fill up, mister."
A 10-year-old?
I didn't say that.
Wait, was that in Sunbury, Mick?
Yeah, probably.
Thank you, Mick. We want your strange things. 9429 1116. We got Shane in North Fitzroy. Hi, Shane.
G'day, boys. How are you today? Jeez,
where are you, Shane? What have you got in the background there?
I've got a dog daycare centre in Brunswick East, Andy's Doggy Daycare.
Oh, gee. What do you got? You got any big ones in there? Any Rottweilers or shepherds?
I've got a big Great Dane, Pippa. She's huge, mate, big as a horse.
Oh, God.
What do you got for us, Shano?
Well, I was at a supermarket the other night in North Fitzroy, I won't name it, but there's some people out the front begging for change, asked for change, and I said, oh, well, sorry, I haven't got any. He said, that's all right, mate. That's all right, mate. We've got PayPass.
That's funny. Well, that is strange.
They're coming up in the world. thank you, Shane. Enjoy the dogs. Anthony in Eltham. G'day, Anthony.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Anth.
That's good. In the city, walking along Flinders Street, and a man's walking towards me with a face mask on, like they do in polluted Asian countries.
Really? I think a lot of people wear them so they don't give their... If they've got a cold...
That's exactly right.
They're not trying to protect themselves.
Right.
They're actually protecting others. The other people.
So, well done.
Is it something to do with the pollution as well in the city or anything like that, Anthony?
I thought it was from the pollution, and he got about 10 feet away from me and then sparked up a durry.
Oh, no. He didn't cut a hole in it, did he?
A durry. There's another one. Yeah, a durry. An Aussieism.
Hey, how are the jails going, Turf? Have you heard?
I blame Pickers.
Pickers?
Yeah, hates a dart.
Thank you, Anthony. Paul's in Ringwood. G'day, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, guys. About 2 years ago, Ox, I rang you and spoke to you because you were having a sook about it as well, and I agreed with you about people that sort of overtake on that lane on the bridge, the Swan Street Bridge.
Oh, yeah, the Swan Street Bridge.
Yeah. And then about a year after that, I rang you and said, you know what, you can stick that because I'm going to start pushing you now because I kept getting pushed back and further and further. Well, the other day, Struth, couldn't believe it, saw these jacks pulling up people that were doing it.
Yes!
Well, that's jacks, a win. People don't say jacks anymore.
Yeah. No, that's awesome.
Fantastic.
So if you're going to do it on the Swan Street Bridge, look out. The cops are on the move.
Good on you, Ox.
That is great.
How good is that? That's good people you, power sure. right there.
Well, that was you. It was led by you. You're the one that put it on the agenda.
There's only one person in this room that's upset with it. Aren't you? You're really growly.
really growly with it.
Well,
pushing King over
here.
Pushing
Pete.
No, I just... what are you embracing the coppers like, honestly?
Oh, mate, if it wasn't for coppers...
You don't get them involved like stuff.
Yes,
like
you
that.
Do. No, you nip it in the bud before it becomes a real issue.
Bang. Thank you, Paul. Bang. Luke's in Burnside. Hi, Luke.
Grass. Hi, boys. I had a strange thing this morning. I was listening to SEN. I think it was a 7 o'clock news. They had a story about all the guys dressed up in Times Square. There was one, Woody from Toy Story, got arrested grabbing a girl's bum. Then I think there was another guy dressed up as a Cookie Monster and he was arrested trying to extort money from a Girl Scout. So, yeah, that was pretty strange.
It's a bit strange.
They've got a few issues with those characters over there in Times Square, Dr. Turf.
Is it?
Yes, they do. Because, they're basically dressing up in these costumes and begging for money. And they reckon it just, upsets the area of Times Square. And they want to try and sweep them out.
No. Okay, but good.
Yeah. Ring the cops.
Ring them. Get them out.
You ring them, David.
I will. I'm all over it.
Derek's in Warrandyte. Hi, Derek.
Hey, boys.
You got a strange thing for us?
Yeah, I recently at a funeral, not the nicest place to be, but a young lass pulls out a phone, selfies.
What?
With her and the...
With her and then with her with the crowd.
Fair
to selfie.
At least she didn't put her arm around the casket and take a selfie.
Yeah, it's not really...
That's not appropriate, is it? No. It's not the done thing, Derek.
It should have been on dead set.
Thanks, Derek, for alerting us to that, but it is a strange thing.
Hear what he said then.
Decker.
You're sick, I didn't hear.
Decker's in Pakenham.
I'm going to ring the police.
Hi, Deck.
G'day, boys. How are you, boys?
Good, Decker.
I heard the news on the news the other day about a fire with a woman's decking and fence. The dog was scratching on the door. The name of the dog was Sizzler.
Sizzler.
Sizzler. You love that. Oh,
that's funny. That is strange.
You call your dog Sizzle
in the first place. He got out of
business. Wasn't there a chain of fast food stores?
What's the cat's name? Salad Bar?
And Hog's Breath.
Outback. Come here, Outback Cafe. Come here.
Geordie's in Elstonwick. Hello, Geordie.
Hey, g'day. I just this moment just pulled out of the petrol station where two Irish blokes are washing their entire car with the squidgies that you used to wash their
What? You know, the windscreen wipers they're doing the whole car.
You know they're Irish.
How do you know they're Irish?
I could overhear them. They look like a couple of gypsies as well.
they're Irish gypsies.
Oh, really, Geordie? Irish gypsies. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for that.
That's a furphy.
The old Irish gypsies. Strike again. Jeff's in Preston. G'day, Jeff, with a strange thing.
Yeah, very strange, boys. I was watching the footy a couple of weeks ago when the bye round started. Yeah, and just got games scattered everywhere.
Yep.
The fellas walked up to me and he said, oh, what's door, mate? And I said, oh, seriously? He said, I hate these byes. He said, what? What have you got against gay marriage or something? I'm serious.
Dear, oh, dear. You know, the silliest thing I saw during the buys was on the Thursday night game one, Channel 7 put up the live ladder. I'm thinking, it's a bye round. It's game one. It's a bit early. Bye round. You've got a live ladder up. Give us a spell.
One more, Nick in Abbotsford. Hi, Nick. Are you there, Nick?
Hello, Nick.
Certainly am. The newsreader on the closing of the nude beach down your way, Oxy, in Werribee.
It's not closed down, is it?
Yeah, they've closed down the nude beach in Werribee, and the reporter's name, not a joke, last name was Lira.
Lira. Oh. See, the photo they had in the current bun of the, they had some girl jumping up on the beach, and that was being doctored.
Is it closed down forever or just during winter?
No, it's shut forever. There's too many families have moved into the area. Ox, don't you read the papers, mate?
Well, I do, but I...
Is that somewhere that you used to frequent, Ox? Did you used to get down there?
No, we've got a little secret beach down near Brimley that we all go to, all the locals gather, and it's quite a place. Mm. So if you ever get down there...
Do they celebrate Big Boys Month?
Big Boys Month down there, Turf. Currently, it's always in the warmer months, I'll be honest with you. It's Little Boys Month
now. Yeah, right.
On Footy Fix... Dead set.
Dead set cyclists. They are driving me insane.
Dead set. The price of the movie.
Dead set. Daniel Kerr on the Footy Show.
Dead set. These freeways in action every day, morning, afternoon.
Dead set. Give me a spell.
Call now on 94291116.
Okay, dead set time, and we've got some good prizes. We've got a prize for everyone.
Every caller who rings in is going to win two bottles of Cocoa Hydrate Turf. Now, you'd love this. A refreshing blend of fruit juice-infused coconut water containing natural electrolytes to maximise hydration, nature's sports drink. I'm also going to give away a Bataki ham. They're always available at Coles, so a Bataki ham. And everyone gets an invite to the TaylorMade Airburner Challenge at MGA, which is next Thursday, which is the start of the British Open Turf. We're going to have every brand new golf club down there that Taylor might have got. You get to use them. We are giving away a fully fitted set on the night, plus the Willy Wonka prize, the golden ticket.
Yep.
When you walk in, you'll be given a ticket. If you happen to win Turf, you're going to win a golfing experience that even you have not experienced before. Mark Allen will be giving lessons as well, and they've got the pitching, putting, and driving competitions for the afternoon.
It's a great place, MGA.
And Gary's Meats is supplying all the barbecue. And Cooper's beer on tap for everybody.
Your son's beer.
Cooper's done his own brew.
He's got his own brew.
The Cooper 62 brew.
Okay, dead set. Do you want to just kick us off, Ox?
No, I want Turfy to kick us off today.
Oh, he's got one for us.
Oh, well, I just the MRP. Like, I know it's been a little bit done to death. And
what's wrong with them?
Well, I know they're actually reviewing the old international war crimes, and I noticed they gave Pol Pot got off with them last week. But you know, just reviewing the those concussion ones. Dead set. Bryce Gibbs gets 2 weeks. Who did he knock unconscious?
Robbie Gray.
Who played the next week?
Yes.
But getting off last week was Jay Schultz. Who did he knock out unconscious?
Teddy Richards.
Ted Richards.
He's out.
Oh. Well, that doesn't seem right. That doesn't seem right, Turf.
Well, they would have taken the doctor's report into consideration, surely, Turf.
Never ask me. Did... never.
Did you put your report in on Ted Richards?
Mm.
All right. Any dead sets from you?
Oh, mine's only 60 minutes, and that's been done to death, too. I just... It was a great story on Alex MacKinnon, but the rest of it was just tripe. And
notice Cam Smith, no interviews in the State of Origin.
Dead set, so he shouldn't have.
Correct.
Should have given him, and I would have given him a Larry Bird too. See you later.
Josie Moradman with a dead set. Hi, Joe.
Dead set. I'm sick of the banks.
Oh, Joe, what's up?
Well, in the northwest, went there a couple of weeks ago. About eight people in the queue, one teller. This lady in a corporate suit walks up to me because I just got in, and she says, "Oh, excuse me, sir, but do you know you can deposit money at the teller machine?" And I said, "No, thank you. I want to give my money to the teller." And I had to tell her that a couple of times, and she eventually went away. Anyway, finally get to the teller, give her my money, give her the card. I say, "I want to deposit this in blah, 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 blah." She goes, dead set. She goes, "Excuse me, sir, but do you know you can deposit money in the teller machine?" So, boom, cough. I'm trying to save your job. Dead set.
That's a good point, Joe.
Fair call, Joey.
It's a very good call.
Thank you, Joe. Simon in Cranbourne's got a dead set for us. Simon?
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Simon?
Dead set. I'm sick of these people who toss the coin at the start of the game and who haven't practiced.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Did you see the bloke last night? He flung it about 5 metres forward. Yeah.
You know, how can you not...
Oh, you get nervous.
How can you not toss the coin?
You get a bit jittery. You get out there in front of the big lights and the big stage.
What about those days when you're on the punt? What was the two-up like? Didn't you ever get a little bit toey in there and your hands get a bit sweaty?
Spin them up! How hard?
Some people aren't big toss players.
No, it's like riding a bike, Tonsils. Once you learn to toss... You never forget.
You didn't care because you had the two-sided coin.
Thank you, Simon. That's a very good one. People stuff it up every single time.
I can't understand it.
Don's in Leopold. Hi, Don.
G'day. This one's for Ox.
Yes, Don.
Dead set, I reckon I've seen the best golf shot in all my life.
Oh, don't say a hole-in-one.
No, definitely wasn't a hole-in-one. Okay. We were playing down to the par 3 down Ballyang.
Yep.
And behind us was a father with four kids.
Yep.
They range from about 5 to 9.
Yep.
And one little girl was having her second shot, but her brother was teeing off. And me and my mate said, "Well, hope he doesn't tee off." At the same time, as she swung the ball, he's teed off. The ball has come in. She's missed her ball, but she's hit his ball on the full onto the green.
Oh, you're joking. Now, that is a dead set.
Trick shot.
Trick shot at its best.
Dead set. Thank you, Don. Cam's on the road. G'day, Cam.
Fellas, how are you?
Good, Cam.
Good. Just one quick one. I bought something at a shop today. I bought a Nutella donut.
Ox, you're our expert on crap food.
Is that right? Sorry, Skinny. Yes, continue.
Not very appealing. I've got to give it the heads up because it looks like someone's taken a number 2 on them.
Oh, it's on the outside, not on the inside.
It's partial. It's on the outside and then on the inside. It's like they've sucked the jam out and filled it with Nutella. And a bit of icing sugar or something, but there's a sticker on it saying "Mun." I'm thinking, is this made on Monday or used by Monday? It's very deceiving. It's put me off.
Damn, I'm liking it.
You've got to have a bit of jam in there still, don't you?
Sounds like a profiterole, a little bit profiterole-ish. Mm.
Thank you, Cam.
A little bit profiterole-ish.
Miko's on the road. G'day, Miko.
That's her. Yeah, I've given you a 2 flogs, mate. You're making me that bloke to correct. And dead set, mate. Port Adelaide didn't play after Robbie Gray got knocked out, so of course he played 2 weeks after.
I didn't want to bring Turfy. I didn't want to pull Turfy up. They did have a bye, though, the Port Adelaide Footy Club after.
Didn't he play against Sydney?
No, I think he got no. They had a bye. Sydney. No, that was the game.
Yeah, they had the off weekend.
Sydney lost to Richmond.
They played Carlton. And then they had a bye, and then they played Sydney on a Friday night.
Oh, he didn't play for 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, Thursday night, I think it would have been.
Can you
You want to take it back? Do you want to say sorry?
Oh, that's a growler.
Who told me to do that one? It was you. It was you.
9429.
That deliberately.
1160.
Look at him pumping
so
the air.
So, can we just get this clear to the audience? So, Ox had one. He said, "Do this one too."
Yeah, he did.
This is a real good one. Yeah, and you've gone. Yeah, I'll do it.
I don't want to give away secrets.
Absolute last time, I thought he was on my team.
We're going to do Dobbin a Mate very soon. Let's just wait for that.
All right. 9429 1116 for Dead Set. Pete's at Arden Street. G'day, Pete.
Yeah, g'day, boys.
Pete, you're flat. What's up?
Flat as a...
Dead Set. I don't know what's going on.
Talk to us. We're listening.
That's it. I just don't know what's going on.
That's it.
See ya.
Well, you live in Arden Street.
All right, Pete. See, Pete. Good luck, Pete.
Chin up.
Hey, we're with you.
He'll bounce back. Thank
hey,
you, Pete.
Hey, you've won a Bataki Ham, you've won Coco Hydrate, two bottles of, and you're coming to the TaylorMade Erebuna Challenge next Thursday. Pete, come up and introduce yourself. We'll have a chat.
He's back up and at him. Thank you, Pete. Gordon's in Werribee. Hi, Gordon.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Gordo.
Dead set. Oh, she'll sympathise with me here. I know it's unusual you can do 80 or 90 Ks on the Westgate Freeway going home, but I'm sick and tired of these motorbikes who go in between the cars while you're doing 70 or 80 or 90. They go round your outside in the emergency lane. They're just pillocks.
I agree. They're dangerous. And they're playing with their own lives, unfortunately, because normally when a car and a bike hit turf, there's only one loser. Yeah. So if you are riding your bike out there and you're listening to us on your headphones, or if you get a loud radio, take it easy.
Thanks,
take
Gordon.
Take it easy.
Alan in Greenvale. G'day, Al.
G'day, boys.
Al, you sound flat too.
I am flat too. Oxy, Dead Set, these newsreaders that keep referring to anytime there's a sort of crime, they'll say of Indian appearance. Now, mate, Dead Set, these newsreaders need to know that all Pakis, Bangladeshis, Sri Lankans all look the bloody same. For God's sake, stop using the Indian appearance and creating hatred towards Indians.
So what's the correct term then, Alan?
I think that, you know, I actually, to be frank, technically we are all Asians. We come from Asia.
Well, they refer to from the subcontinent as Asians Europe, but in Australia we say subcontinent, really, don't we? So would you rather they say subcontinental looking?
Yep, that'd be fine. That'd be fine.
Okay. All right, Al, I'm going to speak to Marco and get his thoughts on it too.
Yep. we'll send a memo to the newsroom, and Mark Allen will also have a say. Henry's on the road. G'day, Henry.
G'day, fellas. First time caller. I love the show.
Age.
Dead set over the fact that anything to do with the Brisbane Lions doesn't get mentioned.
Ox.
Just about.
Brisbane Lions.
Love them.
How come you don't mention them enough?
No, we do. We give them we try and give them a shout out.
Got a good team in this.
The last time they got real publicity, though, was when Leper knocked out one of his players.
that's true.
But their form has been flat.
They're not winning, Henry. That's probably one of the big issues.
Was only three quarters. They'd be challenging for the eight.
they would.
That would be
pesky fourth quarters getting them.
Thank you, Henry. More Brisbane Lions from Henry there. Billy's in Caroline Springs. Hi, Bill.
How are you, guys?
Bill.
How are you?
Good, mate. Bill. You?
Yeah, good, thank you. Long time listener. Love the show.
Welcome aboard.
Go for it, Bill. Yeah.
Dead set. What is it with team selectors? Firstly, Storm select Billy Slater with a sore shoulder. Does it in the state of origin. Then Essendon picks Joe Watson with a sore shoulder, and he blows it out. What more can Essendon take?
Yeah. Well,
a lot of players play injured, don't they?
Yeah. Well, Billy didn't actually do his shoulder. It was pretty cactus leading into it.
He had a bad one last year.
Yeah. He hasn't really gotten over it, has it? So,
thank you, Billy. Another Billo is in Mentone. Hi, Billo.
G'day. Dead set. If I hear Bruce McAvaney say, this bloke's got a long leg on him when he's kicking for goal one more time, I'm going to smash a TV. Like, what's he got, one long leg and a regular leg?
Hence the limp.
Thank you, Billo. Thanks,
he's got a long leg.
He's got a long leg.
I tell you, dead set with Bruce, I will say one thing. He's getting down. And he's
getting down.
Like that. He's getting the real...
He calls standing up, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He does.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've seen him.
I called with him for 4 or 5 years.
Did you?
And he just gets down. Like, it's getting deeper and deeper. Like, it's kind of...
Looks a winner.
It's kind of a little bit intimidating.
Intimidating.
To be honest.
Well, he's growling. He's growling. Thank you, Billo.
Here they come.
One of the legends, Bruce McAvaney. Let's head to Pep in Taylor's Hill. G'day, Pep.
How are you, guys?
Good, Pep.
Coming across the Balti Bridge on the way home through the wonderful suburb of Taylor's Hill, and I've got a limo driver coming past doing the right thing by having his mobile phone in his holder. What I didn't account for was him watching his YouTube videos as he's crossing the bridge.
So they are terrible, those iPhone holders. I don't know how they're legal. Just because people are always looking at it while they're on the...
Exactly right.
But the you're actually...
It's hardly better, Ox, than having it in your lap, is it?
Really? No, I understand. Well, I understand that, but they put it there so then you don't use it.
You're not using it. Well, you see them using it the whole time.
No.
I see them using it.
I understand.
Well, ring your copper, mate.
One more from Peter in Camberwell. G'day, Pete.
G'day, boys. Dead set. Parking inspectors in Boroondara Council. Mm. I watched one Muppet the other day park illegally almost over the pedestrian crossing to only walk across the crossing and park a guy, book a guy who was parked illegally. Unfortunately, that guy had a disabled sticker in his car. What a Muppet.
Yep.
There you go.
Tip for tat. This will be my
last confession. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I regret the circumstances of my actions.
I was not using cocaine with this girl.
I am sorry that I've disappointed many people who have supported me in the past.
Do you have something to confess? Call now on 9429 1116 for the Footy Fix Friday Confessional.
Didac will be accused of the Kennedy shooting next.
All three of us go into this segment with trepidation most weeks, mostly Dr. Turf, because
Ox.
There's always something that the Turfy, that Ox has got on Turfy.
I will say that twice today already, Turf has said, this is not for the confessional.
That's how he starts his sentence.
Yeah, this is not for the confessional.
Every single sentence he starts with that.
Because you are just very free and easy
and
with
information. I've never given it up when you've said that, have I? No.
No.
But I do,
well, I shouldn't have to say.
I do have to dob you in on one thing.
If you want to get involved, by the way, 9429 1116, you can dob in a mate or you can confess something.
I've got a Batoki. I've got a Batoki and some cocoa hydrate for every caller. Oh. Turf.
Yes.
How long have we been doing this show?
It's
about 5 years.
An hour and a half?
Several years.
It's an hour and a half tonight, but five years?
In general terms.
Is there any danger that you could get in to the show before 3:45, just once, and have something prepared? That's all we ask. In all the time, have you ever?
I'll work on it.
You've never been here before 3:45 with a note. All right, boys, what do we got tonight?
And the other question he asked the most, what's first, Strange Things or Dead Set? How many years have we been doing this show for?
Okay, now I've got the hang of it now. I know Strange Things in the first hour. What happened after last week's program? Because... Yep. We had Richo was hanging around.
We did, yes.
And you two boys were going to the footy together.
We were.
And he wanted a lift with you.
Yep, I'm not driving, or I wasn't driving at that stage, so we caught the train.
Well, you did, and Richo didn't really know how to catch the train and certainly didn't know how to pay for it. So luckily I had a Mikey card on me, and I gave him my Mikey card.
Yep.
And I did actually say, look, I'm not too sure there's any credit on it, but you know, take it. Now... There wasn't any credit on, and he got pulled up last week by the transit coppers. And
is it fair to him he got capsicum sprayed?
I think he may have put a bit of mayonnaise.
He didn't cop
story.
He didn't cop a baton.
But he certainly put me in to KB, and of course KB made a meal of the whole thing. And he just put me straight in, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, he did.
Which was, you know,
un-Australian.
So I did actually say to him, Richard, as a matter of interest, you know, surely you've taken public transport before. You know what he said?
What did he say?
Never taken a peasant's chariot in my life.
A peasant's chariot?
He referred to public transport, this leafy eastern suburbs bald-headed nitwit, as a peasant's chariot. You can go crook at me all you like, shiny head, for not having any credit
on
the Mikey
card. He's not one of the people, is he?
I wouldn't have thought so.
He's not one of the people.
Paul's in Point Cook. He wants to double mate him. Paul?
Okay, guys. How you going?
Good, Paul.
Hey, I was just saying to the guy before, we were into a pub in Port Melbourne and we're watching an 80s band and there's probably, 80% women in the place, over 28. And anyway, I lost a mate and I couldn't find him and I saw him sitting down. He's playing Candy Crush.
Oh, he was
Candy
not.
Crush.
You're joking, Paul.
Not at all.
How'd he go?
What level is he up to?
Well, I went up to the barman and I said, hey, do you have any chartreuse? And he said, oh, yeah, how much? I said, oh, well, this guy's playing Candy Crush. So the barman actually shouted me a shot as well. Oh. So we gave him double.
Jeez, chartreuse is not the way to be playing penalties with.
Graham in Geelong wants to confess something. Graham?
Oh, g'day, Turfy.
Yes, Graham.
Mate, my identity has been changed to protect because I could go to jail over this, even though I've been hanging on to it for 30 years, mate. It's a racing story. I'm a bush race caller interstate. I was calling the races one day, and I was a bit of a punter in those days, so I've had a couple hundred on the favourite, and the favourites got beat. Anyway, there was a protest. So I'm all pretty keen for the protest to be upheld, and I went into the hearing, because you're allowed to. And anyway, after the hearing and all the evidence was taken, the steward said to me, out in the bush, of course, he said to me, would you like to stay and give us your opinion on the protest? And so we went through the video, and I basically told the steward that I said, hey, this interference, oh, there was plenty of interference there. I think there's enough to be upheld here, because I'm thinking about my funding break. And the steward said, yeah, I think I tend to agree with you, race caller. So protest was upheld.
Oh, nice.
Play.
What'd you win, Graham?
A couple of hundred.
Well, it's 30 years ago, too, so I should be past the statutory limits now. But the funny part was that I had to go and announce the protest was the upheld to the bookmakers, but I didn't. I just fronted up immediately to the bookmakers, and they didn't have the announcement yet.
Put the hand out. Thank you, Graham, confessing something he's held on to for 30 years.
Yes, well done.
Andy in Pakenham. Hi, Andy.
How you going, boys?
Now, you're dobbing a mate in, Andy.
Yeah, confessional. Just happened, Ox.
What's happened, Andy?
Oh, mate, I can't believe it. The bloke over here, and the word got around the pub, mate. This bloke's going. He's got 300-something running on the last leg at Wagga Wagga on the toppy, right, on his parlay all up.
Yeah.
Right? She got up, saluted. Beautiful, right? He's got his parlay, won $1,490 or something. Comes up with a jag of light.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Wanderer. A jag of light, mate.
A jug of light. The nerve of him, Andy.
Oh, how dare he.
I walked out. That's what I'm home ringing you, mate. I can't believe you can have it, mate. You enjoy it.
2 weeks. Disgusting. 2 weeks, Andy. Banish him.
Banish him.
Never bought a jug of light, Oxen?
A jug of light after winning $1,400. He shouted at the bar, of light.
Go to the bar and ask for a jug of shandy.
Marcus in Reservoir wants to dob a mate in. Marcus?
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, Marcus.
That's good to hear. Yeah, Dobbin' my brother-in-law, actually. This is about 13 years going back. Mm-hmm. We went out the Thursday night before my wedding. There was a good 10 of us. 8 were playing some Cali pool, and we just started the game. And when we play Cali pool, we play and we buy back in if you get knocked out.
Yep.
5 or 6 went out straight away, first 5 or 6 balls. So everyone was buying back in. So the kitty was quite a bit. Then played the first game. My brother-in-law won. Fair enough. Played the second game. He won that as well. Meanwhile, we've only been there half hour. Hadn't paid for drinks or anything. Took the money on both games and ran with about 40, 50 bucks.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I don't like those blokes.
And he hadn't pulled a ball out of them.
And he hasn't shouted, Turf. He just...
No good.
Wrong bloke. You married the wrong one.